adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Oh, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho, Pablo.
The Cisco Kid. The Cisco Kid in our exciting story, War on the Fort. Now and then in the history of the Old West, you come across an obscure item that covers a world of excitement and drama, such as the following. August 1874. Early night attack from presently unidentified sources. Three wounded. From such an item comes our story, which opens in mid-afternoon of an August day. Two men are riding slowly towards the fort, watching a hay cart being driven in towards the stockade gate.
That's it, Hamlin. The payroll for Fort Harlow and all the cavalry posts west of here is under that hay.
Since when does the army hold its payrolls around in hay carts?
I tell you, the payrolls are under that hay. Major Walters is in his office, as well as Commandant of Harlow. He's always nervous about having them payrolls held up.
Yeah, you'd ought to know, Dick.
Yeah, I served under that buzzard until... Well, come on.
Until you got a dishonorable discharge for stealing.
That's huh? Enough. I know about that gold, because One-Eyed Jollins is driving that hay cart. I made a feed contract with the Major and told me how the Major decided to use that hay to cover the gold. Come on, let's ride over there.
There's an armed guard riding with that
cart. What of it? The gold goes right past the fort. We got a right to be on it. Come on, get up.
Yeah. How long is that gold going to be here at the fort?
Probably just overnight. Thanks as we ride by. That means he's found out they ain't sending out the Western payrolls until tomorrow.
So he attacked tonight, hey, Dirk?
Yeah.
Howdy,
Jollins.
Howdy.
Howdy, boys. Yeah, he winked. All set.
Careful what you say.
Oh,
there.
Oh, good. Kirk Simons and Ham Haines, eh?
What are you scalawags hanging around here for?
We ain't hanging around, Sergeant. We're just riding on by.
I saw you both pull rein back on the rise so you could look over this detail. Now be on your way. You don't want... like you around.
Who do you think you are, the Major?
You heard what I said. Get going.
Come on, Dirk. We don't want no trouble.
That's right, we don't.
How about a wish, Sergeant? Give my love to that pretty daughter of yours.
Betty is mighty pretty, too, Dirk.
Yeah. Never mind that now. We got to work fast, then. Around 30 men so we can attack that fort come down. Let's go.
Hey, it looks natural, Pancho. That's the same as when I used to serve as scout for the force.
Not natural to Pancho, Chico.
Well, that was before you and I met, Chico.
It's pleasure to see Sergeant Keeler again.
I understand he's still on duty here.
Cisco say Sergeant Keeler got a door?
Yeah. By special order, she's allowed to live here at the post, along with the wives of the officers.
She has pretty doors, Cisco?
Oh, I do not know, Pancho. She was not pretty as a child of 14. Now that she's about 20, well, who can tell?
She's going to tell very soon, no?
Pancho, we are going to visit with Sergeant Keeler, not with the señorita.
She's going to still tell very soon.
Very well, have it your own way, amigo. Well, here's the fort. Buenos dias, señor guard.
Buenos dias, señor guard.
Hi, boys, go right on in.
The guard not stop us, Chico.
No, there's been no trouble in this territory for a long while. It's hard to maintain discipline under such conditions. Well, there's the sergeant out in front of the barracks. So there, boo. Sergeant, this is the worst looking outfit I've seen in a long time.
Aye, Sergeant, look around quick.
What do you mean, the worst looking outfit? Are you fat haired? Well, Cisco.
All right, Sergeant.
Well, put her there. You had me going for a second.
I must see you again, Sergeant.
That goes for me, too. Say, don't this take me back, though?
Yeah, I can say the same. Sergeant Keeler, this is mi compañero, Pancho.
Howdy, Pancho. Any friend of the Cisco Kid is a friend of mine.
Cisco Pancho's friend, too, so the Sergeant and Pancho friends, no?
Yeah, you bet.
The señorita, Sergeant, she is well and happy, I trust.
Oh, yeah, Betty's fine.
There she is, just coming out of the post exchange. Betty, come over here, will you?
You're right there, Dad.
Oh, Senorita is indeed a pretty girl, Pancho. Oh.
Get that?
You remember the Cisco kid, Betty?
Well, of course I do. Welcome back, Cisco.
Gracias, Senorita. This is my compañero, Pancho.
Hello, Pancho.
Oh. That is Pancho's way of paying you a great compliment, Senorita.
Thank you, Pancho.
It's a matter.
I'm awfully glad to see Miss Cisco. Please excuse me now. I have to start my house.
The senorita has grown into a very charming young woman, Sergeant.
Yeah, Betty's a right pretty girl. Cisco, I'm glad you're here for more reasons than one. You remember an hombre named Dirk Simon?
Yeah, I do. That hombre was a born bandido.
Yeah, and that's what he is now. He's been watching this post lately, and I don't like it. He's got a lot of payroll money here tonight.
But you've got to allow the army to guard the payroll, Sergeant.
It ain't the same now, Pancho.
No?
Men ain't had nothing to do for months. They're bored stiff. And I'm worried.
What about your commanding officer? Have you reported this to him, Sergeant?
Nah, it wouldn't do no good, Cisco. Just laugh at me. Now, I happen to know Dirk's got a big gang of men camped up in Scar Rock Canyon.
I remember the place.
Yeah, he hates this post. And he's a wild and reckless gazebo.
Do not mean the bandito attacked this post, Sergeant?
I wouldn't put it past him. Knows he might catch us all napping.
You would like Pancho and me to scout that gang up in the canyon. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, I sure would.
I'd be glad to scout them, Sergeant. I've heard about these Dirk Simons lately. I know he's a bad hombre. We should be back within 2 hours.
Good.
Pancho, we have work to do. Let us be going.
How are you going to attack that fort tonight, Dirk? Don't seem to me like a good idea.
Why not?
I've got guards posted.
Yeah, and most of them will be asleep half hour after they go on duty.
We'll only have 30 men.
That'll be enough. They won't be expecting it. I want them payrolls. Oh,
well. By the way, we could use some of that money, but...
Yeah, we're going to use all of it.
The only thing is, Dirk, somebody should have recognized some of us.
No, they won't. I'll see to that.
What do you mean?
Well, get the boys together and I'll tell you. You better send a couple of lookouts down the canyon. That blasted Sergeant Keeler acted like he smelled a rat. Get all the boys, Ham, and hustle. We ain't got much time.
Yeah, this is far enough up the canyon, Pancho.
Oh,
yeah,
hold on. Oh, no, oh,
no. And the camp of those bandidos is not far ahead. We'll walk the rest of the way.
Pancho like to do what Cisco say, but walk.
Yeah, walking is good for you, amigo. Make you lose some of that weight.
Pancho, keep the weight, Cisco.
Come on. Make no more noise than you can help.
Cisco know the Simon zombie?
Only by his very bad reputation.
Bad reputation, huh?
After he was discharged dishonorably, he went to live with a tribe of Indians. Comanches, I believe. Camp is just ahead of us, Pancho. Careful now.
See.
Get as close as we can. We'll lie down in the thick brush and listen. All right, come on.
All right, you hombres. Now listen to me.
Stop right here, Pancho.
Soon as it gets dark, we'll attack. I know where that payroll money's kept. I'll take a couple of you with me and go after that. The rest of you just keep blasting away at anybody you see once you get inside that...
Shut up!
I through talking. We're going to make up his engine so the Redskins will get the blame for the attack.
That is all we need to hear, Pancho. Let us get out of here quickly.
Pancho, then, his sister. But Pancho, Pancho, sneeze.
Pancho, no, Mother Mia.
Hey,
Pancho.
He's hombre headed
one. One more up the bluff looking down. Simon's posted lookout. We've been seen, Pancho. This way, Pancho.
This way, Pancho.
Go look behind and see who is following.
How's it go? Let's leave over the bram.
Here they are, boys.
Get out.
I take care of you, hombre. And you.
Behind you, sister. Yeah.
Stop, boys.
Stop, they're coming from our direction.
Got them both. You all right, Dirk?
Yeah, I'm all right. I wonder how that big American hit.
Hey, he's a Cisco kid, Dirk.
Yeah, so I see. Throw him in one of the huts. I'll take care of him later, for keeps.
Cisco ain't back yet. Been gone over 3 hours.
Well, what's wrong with that?
They could be back within 2 hours.
Well, I wouldn't start worrying yet.
Yeah, I wouldn't, except when Cisco says a thing, you can depend on it. Betty, I'm going to see the Major.
You won't get any satisfaction from him. He's just a stuffed shirt.
Just the same, I'm going to see him. I'll be right back.
evening, Sergeant.
Good evening, sir.
Looking solemn again. What's troubling you?
It's about Dirk Simons, Major.
That scoundrel. What about him?
He's up to something, sir. He was watching that hay cart mighty close today.
What if he was? You're not thinking he'd attack this post, are you, Sergeant?
I wouldn't put it past him, sir.
You're forgetting, Sergeant, this is the United States Army.
Yes, sir. But I took the liberty of asking the Cisco Kid to scout Simons'
camp. You had no right to do anything of the sort, Sergeant. I'll overlook it this time, but I want to hear no more about the matter.
But, Major, this...
Did you hear what I said?
Yes, sir.
That's all.
Yes, sir.
This rope tight, Cisco.
Hey,
yeah, but this one...
But the rope is new. Perhaps I can make it stretch enough to...
Get my hands free. It works, Cisco.
Not as yet, but I'll keep trying.
Somebody's come here, Cisco.
Hey.
Santos, it's the Comanches.
No, they are not Comanches, Pancho.
No?
Not even Indians.
A lot of good is going to do you to know that, Cisco. So you snooped around, did you?
Call it anything you like, hombre.
That's just what he was doing, Dirk. Snooping.
Well, he sure won't snoop around no more. I'm fixing these two right now.
Even behind that war paint, you look like the coward you are, Simon.
Why, you buzzard!
You're not it, Cisco. You ain't...
Sam, you out and get the boys and start. I'll join you down the trail.
Whatever you say, Jack.
Now, Cisco, if you got anything to say, be quick about it. Because you got one more minute to live.
And this time, Cisco's chance of escaping is small indeed. In just a moment, we'll return to The Cisco Kid. Back to the Cisco Kid and our exciting story, War on the Fort. When Cisco stopped at Fort Harlow to reminisce with Sergeant Keeler, he found the sergeant worried about one Dirk Simons, dishonorably discharged cavalryman turned bandit. So Cisco and Pancho agreed to reconnoiter Simons' camp. Listening, our friends overheard the bandit gang plan to attack the fort that night disguised as Indians and steal the payroll. At that moment, Pancho sneezed loudly. A fight ensued, and Cisco and Pancho were captured. Now, tied hand and foot and lying in a hut of the camp, they are in grave danger of being killed on the spot by the venomous Simon.
Well, go on, Cisco. Say what you gotta say. You got 1 minute, then you die.
Hey, that might sound good to Pancho.
Oh, I do not believe you will kill us, hombre.
Oh, do you no good to fight that rope, Cisco. You're tied up good and tight.
Keep trying, Cisco. Pancho asked you a question, no?
What is it?
What'd you do when you get to the fort?
I don't mind telling you that.
Go ahead.
We're going to get all the payrolls they're holding there tonight. There's payrolls for 6 posts west of here. It'll make a nice chunk of money. Anything else you'd like to know?
Hand is free, Pancho.
Bueno, Cisco.
Pancho like to know one thing more, hombre.
What?
Pancho like to know how any hombre can be as homely like you.
Why, you...
Grab his ankle, Cisco!
Hey, Pancho, that is... What are you trying to do? Look out! Pancho!
Grab the knife, Cisco!
Hey, and I have the knife.
Now we will see, Coyote.
Oh, no, you don't. I'm getting out of here.
Hey, Ham! Yeah? You the boys right back here, quick. Cisco's got loose.
Quick, grab him, David. Come on.
Stand away, not get away now, Cisco.
See, we will get away, Pancho. It's only the work of a moment.
Cut these ropes.
Ah, here. We're both free, Pancho. Come on.
There they go, boys. Get them down.
This way, Pancho. Down into the arroyo.
The bank steep, Cisco.
Never mind that. Come on.
Pancho, roll down the bank. Pancho, roll away. The breeze goes from Pancho, Cisco.
Get up on your feet, Cisco.
Oh.
We must get to the top of this other bank. Those riders will have to go around.
Other bank. Breeze or not breeze.
Get out of here, Bob. Breeze, get out.
At the top of the bank, we can call our horses.
Yellow! Yellow! Pancho got to learn the whistle sometimes. Not just go.
But it's not important now, Chico.
On your horse, quickly.
On your horse, quickly.
Hakka, hakka.
Now we
beat the banditos to the fort, Cisco?
I do not know whether we can or not, Pancho. We are on the long trail to the fort. There's no way of getting onto the short trail unless we go back and cut across.
See, the banditos on the short trail.
They will be. An effort to beat us.
Seems as if Cisco should have been back before now, Dad.
Sure he had. It's dark out now. Tell you, Betty, something's happened to him.
It seems as if the Major would get out of search to see
him. Well, he won't.
Perhaps if I went to see him.
No. You just blame me. Say I sent you. Might even break me for it.
Well, here comes somebody now.
Well, ho.
It's them, Betty. It's Cisco and Pancho.
There's no time to talk, Sergeant. Diamonds and his banditos are right behind us. Their disguise is Comanches. If you have guns in the house, let us have them at once.
Betty, get my guns and ammunition belt. Bring the rifle, too.
Yes, Dad.
Sergeant, you better turn out the men. Pancho and I will go back and try to hold them off.
Yeah, but that's just the two of them.
Wait. You will have to see the Major first. He might have you court-martialed if you act without his orders.
Here are the guns, Cisco. And Pancho.
Oh, gracias, señorita.
Gracias. We'll hold those banditos off as long as we can, Sergeant. Up to the car.
Bravo! Two against a big bunch, Lobo. He's not mine, but Pancho's like fighting all these hombres. Bravo!
You seen Cisco ride in off that other trail yet, Dirk?
No. Not as we could see him. After dark.
Yeah, but it's a bright night. He couldn't have got ahead of us on that long trail, could he?
I don't know. I say, him and his partner's got mighty fast horses. Never mind that anyway. Over the next rise and we'll be right under the fort.
You, Simon! Stop those banditos where they are.
It's Cisco. He did get in ahead of us.
Stop those banditos or we will fire.
Must have worn the poster.
Maybe, Doc.
But he said we. Maybe he's got the troop with him.
Cisco wouldn't have the troop, you fool. If the troop was there, somebody else would be giving the orders. I figure he's bluffing. Cut out around that rise, you hombres. Yo, you take charge. Ham and I'll go after Cisco. Now get going.
Here come the bandidos, Cisco.
Some of them, Pancho. The rest are riding around us. Ah, bueno. The sergeant has roused the post.
Blast it all, we're too late. Turn back, boys. Turn back. In this way. We'll get the Cisco kid for this.
Going to be a big fight, Cisco.
See, our only chance, Pancho, is to get Simons and hold him as a shield against the others.
Get on him, boys.
Simons, hombre, hang back now, Cisco. Tell the other hombres to fire.
We will see about that.
We see, Cisco.
Up, Gallagher.
Yeah.
Get up on your feet. Come on, help you up.
Oh, easy, Cisco.
Easy, nothing. These gun is down your ribs, hombre. Tell those sidewinders of yours to stop where they are.
All right, boys, hold it. Hold it.
Tell them to drop their guns.
They won't do that.
Tell them unless you want these guns to go off here.
All right. Be careful, Cisco. Throw down your guns, boys.
Go on, yellow ones. Let's get out of here. From the
forces,
Cisco. They chase the banditos.
Hey, Pancho. Something tells me those banditos are going to have more on their hands now than they bargained for.
What do we do with these banditos?
We will take them to the post, Pancho.
Uh-huh.
From then on, the matter will be handled by the United States Army.
Uh-huh.
woke up the major. I can say that even if Dad can't.
Well, I'm glad of that, Senorita. I'm also glad to hear that only 3 men of the troop were wounded. It could have been much worse.
Yes, it could. You could have lost your life. I don't know what to say, except to thank you for helping Dad.
He's a good friend of mine, Senorita. I'm glad to help him, for he has helped me many times in the past.
And I a good friend of yours too, Cisco?
Oh, of course.
I hope so. I have grown up quite a bit, haven't I?
Si, you have indeed.
Cisco, we arrived, no?
Si, Pancho. Be with you in just a moment. You are a very pretty girl, Senorita.
Then perhaps you won't mind if...
If what?
If I say goodbye to you like this. Oh, Cisco.
Oh, Senorita.
Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
You know, that a big fight we have back there. And Pancho getting very tired of fighting.
Si, amigo. I'm getting tired of fighting, too.
Uh-huh.
That one we have with that gang of coyotes really tired me out.
Si.
I will not have to be rocked to sleep tonight.
What did you say, Cisco? What? Huh?
I said I'm very tired, Pancho. And I will not have to be rocked to sleep tonight.
Oh, Pancho hopes you never got to be rocked to sleep, Cisco.
Well, Pancho, sometimes it's very nice to be rocked to sleep. Why do you hope I will never have to be rocked to sleep?
Because one time Pancho rocked to sleep and Pancho not get over it for a long time.
Oh, how is that, Pancho? I do not understand.
One time Pancho get in a big fight. Hombre sneak up behind Pancho, hit Pancho over the head with a big rock. Pancho rocked to sleep, all right.
Oh, Pancho.
Oh,
and so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of The Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.